It's played out to this day.
What do they use today instead of that, do you know?
Wire fence.
Wire fence, I see. Well, what about a picket fence?
Well, that's very much like the
like the paling fence?
It's made into a little slats, you know, and nail them onto something.
Oh, I see. What about a slat fence? Or this?
That's saying that same thing. I think all of those could.
And a rail fence.
Well, that's made out of rails. Uh-huh. Something that's played out now. You don't see it unless it's an old
fence. Mm-hmm. Okay, fine. Well, do you know any different kinds of rail fences? Any different names for them?
No.
I don't either. That's what I mean by these are men's questions, and some of them I just disregard. Now, if you had, you know, all your children came over with your grandchildren and your great-grandchildren, and you had more people than you had beds here, well, what would you call a bed that you made on the floor for them?
Tumble bed, I reckon.
Tumble bed. Okay. Would you ever call it, using these words, a bunk or a lodge or a pallet or a shakedown?
Well, a pallet would be more.
But you'd probably call it a tumble bed instead of a pallet. Okay, good. Now, what would you call low ground in a river valley?
Low ground in a river valley.
Mm-hmm. Just call it low ground?
I reckon so.
That's what I'd call it. Well, have you ever heard people say bottom land or bottoms?
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. But you would say low ground, probably.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, this is another one of these questions. All they want are just as many words as you can think of. If you can name several kinds of roads, just depending upon what they're made out of. You know, like the road in front of your house.
Paved roads made out of concrete, lime, and slag.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have the dirt, what we call dirt road.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Give out all the dirt road and the concrete.
All right.
Paved road.
Well, what would you call a paved road with a light colored surface? You know, a paved road with made out of concrete. Do you have any special name for it?
No, I think not.
Well, what would you call a paved road with a black surface?
That's a. I don't know. Mm-hmm. It's just paved. If it's paved road, it's a paved road.
Well, have you ever heard people call it, say, something like blacktop?
Yeah, I guess so.
Uh-huh. Okay. Now, this is a question that I didn't know the answer to, and this one was written by somebody who always lives in the city.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm from a small town, so you have a name for it. That's fine. What do you call a grassy strip, you know, a little strip of grass about 3 or 4 feet wide, that's between the sidewalk and the street? Do you call that little strip anything?
I guess it would be the well, I can't say the word now anyway. Sidewalk.
Sidewalk, okay. Well, now what do you call a ditch by the side of a graded road in level country? Would you just call it a ditch?
Yes, sir.
That's what I'd call it. Like I say, these are men's questions. Now, what do you call a worthless dog that just hangs around and eats but doesn't do any work for you?
No good dog. I don't know what you'd call it.
Right, no good dog. That's exactly what I'd call it. What name do you have for the gentle sound made by horses at feeding time?
Well, neighing, I believe, N-E-I-G-H.
Uh-huh.